All right, we've got a selection of TV shows and radio shows. I'm ignoring you. And let's play along. Let me know how you did on 81199. Becky and Chappers both playing against each other today. So here's our first clip from BBC London News.
On BBC London, getting tough on overrunning roadworks. One council starts f***ing the worst offenders.
Okay. So that's our first one. Becky first.
Fining.
Fining. All right. Do you want to say it again?
Yeah, go on then, one more time.
On BBC London, getting tough on overrunning roadworks. One council starts f***ing the worst offenders.
Filming.
Filming, okay. So Becky says fining, you say filming. Let me know how you get on with this today on 81199. It's our missing words game, Badly Bleeps TV. Here's the answer.
On BBC London, getting tough on overrunning roadworks. One council starts fining the worst offenders.
Oh, it was fining, yes. So 1-0 to Becky, okay. Now from Radio 4's Pick of the Week. Some more Badly Bleeps for you.
There's nothing, Kevin said pensively, as randy as a male d-
Can I hear that one more time, please?
There's nothing, Kevin said pensively, as randy as a male dog.
Chappers.
Dog.
Dog. Becky.
Duck. I've seen them in the park.
What? There's nothing as randy as a male duck.
Yeah.
I've never seen a horny duck.
Have you not?
No.
They love it.
We know.
They love it. Okay, here's the answer.
There's nothing, Kevin said pensively, as randy as a male dove.
Oh, oh. Both wrong.
Dove?
Never seen one of them,
No.
Doves love it.
Do they?
That's official.
Okay, so still 1-0 to Becky. Now from your favourite show, Coronation Street.
Okay, right, I should get this then, shouldn't I?
You probably will get this because you probably have seen it already.
Yeah.
Is it the character Sean, played by Anthony Cotton?
Yeah.
Okay, here he is.
Right then, tell me, honestly, am I looking a bit f***ed around the edges?
Well...
See, even my own boyfriend thinks I'm a piece of old tat.
Yeah?
It's a flabby, I think.
Flabby, okay. Becky?
Frayed.
Frayed?
Mmm.
All right.
Right then, tell me, honestly... Am I looking a bit frayed around the edges?
Oh.
Right, so it's 2-0.
It's not going very well this week.
Not really.
No.
Better on when you played on your own last week.
Exactly.
Okay, this is from a TV show called Pacific Abyss. What's this show about?
I think it's a nature programme with Kate Humble with the curly hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's deep sea diving and all that.
No Bill Oddie on that one.
I don't think so. You don't want to see him in a wetsuit, would you? Well, it's my personal opinion.
I think I would. Okay, so here it is. Some more Badly Bleeps TV. Let me know what the answer is.
Chuck Lagoon has been chosen for the shakedown because it hides a secret world. Beneath the clear waters are over 40 of the most intact sharks on Earth.
Becky.
Sharks.
Oh, well, I was going to say sharks as well.
Do you want to hear it again?
No, well, yeah, go on.
Chuck Lagoon has been chosen for the shakedown because it hides a secret world. Beneath the clear waters are over 40 of the most intact sharks on Earth.
Sharks.
Still copying mine.
All right. What do we do if you both say sharks?
Just give us a point.
Chuck Lagoon has been chosen for the shakedown because it hides a secret world. Beneath the clear waters are over 40 of the most intact shipwrecks on Earth.
Oh, shipwrecks.
I was sure it was going to be sharks.
Right, so it's still Becky 2, Chappers.
Nil.
Nil, yeah. Okay, now from EastEnders, some more Badly Bleeped TV.
Well, I'll give you a typical day in the life of Stacey Slater, shall I? I flog cheap tat on here all day, then I go home, have my tea, I'll either go to the Vic and get t***ed, or I'll sit and watch Crime Watch with Uncle Charlie.
Becky.
Once more.
Well, I'll give you a typical day in the life of Stacey Slater, shall I? I flog cheap tat on here all day, then I go home, have my tea, I'll either go to the Vic and get trolled, or I'll sit and watch Crime Watch with Uncle Charlie.
Trolled.
Becky.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because I don't want to copy you, but I'm trolled.
Well, I'll give you a typical day in the life of Stacey Slater, shall I? I flog cheap town here all day, then I go home, have my tea, I'll either go to the Vic and get trolleyed, or I'll sit and watch crime watch with Uncle Charlie.
So is that 4-1 now?
3-1.
3-1. 3-1 to Becky.
When do you get your maths GCSE result?
That's Thursday.
Oh, good. Right, one more then.
Yeah, last one. Come on then.
Okay.
Double
this is
quiz.
From Radio 4 and a show called Ramblings.
I would tend to sort of walk as a... to keep myself fit. You know, I like walking. But I wouldn't say I do very long walks very often.
It's got to be walk.
Can hear it again if you want.
No, well, you play it. Yeah, I think it has to be walk.
Do you think? Okay.
I would tend to sort of walk as a... to keep myself fit. You know, I like walking. But I wouldn't say I do very long walks very often.
Mm. I think she sounds like she likes walking.
Okay.
Work, I'm going to say.
You're saying work.
I would tend to sort of walk as a... to keep myself fit. You know, I like walking. But I wouldn't say I do very long walks very often.
So... sadly,
I still lose, but
you still lose. But there we are. You picked it up at the end.
Thanks.
That was badly bleeped TV. Well done, Becky.
Thank you.
Let me know how you did on 81199. Intact sharks. What on earth is an intact
shark?
Yeah,
admittedly, I wasn't really listening. Yes, now I see it. Yes, it was a very stupid thing
to
say.
It's always easy when you're playing along at home.
Exactly.
When you're actually in the studio doing it, it's a different matter.
Radio One.